Life Talk Radio presents Health and Longevity, the program dedicated to bringing you cutting-edge information and interviews that can change your life. On each edition, nutritionist, registered dietitian, and board-certified anti-aging health practitioner, Dr. John Westerdahl, will show you how to achieve a longer, healthier life using the latest breakthroughs in nutrition, wellness, and lifestyle medicine. And now, here's your host, Dr. John Westerdahl.
Welcome to Health and Longevity. I'm Dr. John Westerdahl. On today's program, we will discuss how to beat cancer on a healthy lifestyle program for your body, mind, and spirit. Our featured guest is Dr. Lorraine Day, MD. Dr. Day will share her story of how she beat cancer using God's natural laws of health and well-being. But before we get into today's exciting topic, let's hear the latest research and news affecting our health and longevity today.
Dr. Westerdahl presents the Health and Longevity News and Research Update, bringing you the most pertinent and important information about your health and longevity.
Well, more produce, longer life. More evidence shows that the right foods can extend longevity. A new study from the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition finds that eating 5 servings a day of fruits and vegetables increases lifespan by nearly 3 years. The results are based on data collected from more than 71,000 Swedes ages 45 to 83 who were followed for 13 years. Those who ate at least 3 servings of vegetables a day lived almost 3 years longer than people who reported not eating vegetables. People who reported eating no fruit or vegetables at the start of the study were 53% more likely to die during the follow-up period than those who got their 5 daily servings. Living longer is less appealing with the process of losing one's wits, but fortunately, a veggie-rich diet yields brain benefits as well. Researchers at Rush University collected dietary data from 3,718 adults 65 years and older, administering memory tests over the course of 6 years. It turned out that those who ate more than 4 servings, that's 2 cups, of vegetables had 38% decrease in rate of mental deterioration, compared to those who ate less than 1 serving or 1/2 cup of vegetables per day. These findings constitute more proof of the protective potential of produce, following on the heels of Harvard research in which women who ate more leafy greens and cruciferous vegetables improved their odds of maintaining mental acuity. Particularly, greens such as spinach may even be able to reverse cognitive decline. Well, blueberries and certain fruits may actually slash diabetes risk. A diet packed with fruit, particularly blueberries, apples, and grapes, is linked to a reduced risk of developing type 2 diabetes. A study published in the British Medical Journal suggests blueberries cut the risk by 26% compared with 2% for 3 servings of any whole fruit. However, fruit juice did not appear to have the same effect. The researchers looked into the diets of more than 187,000 people in the United States and showed that 3 servings per week of blueberries, grapes, and raisins, and apples and pears significantly reduced the risk of type 2 diabetes. All fruits were shown to reduce the risk, but these fruits appeared to be particularly effective. In the study paper, the scientists state that fruits have highly variable contents of fiber, antioxidants, and other nutrients and phytochemicals that jointly may influence the risk. Well, night owls have higher risk of being overweight and at risk of heart disease. People who keep late hours may elevate their risk of obesity and heart attack. Scientists from the National Institutes of Health in Bethesda, Maryland, say that many in the United States don't get enough sleep and weigh more than they should. A study indicates people who stay up late, sleep too little, and are obese also have signs that raise concern about potential heart attack risk. Scientists analyzed data of 119 people who fit the categories of staying up late, sleeping too little, and weighing more than they should. The study published in the journal PLOS ONE found that those who stayed up late and lost sleep had higher resting heart rates and higher stress hormone levels. If you are an evening person, you tend to eat more. You tend to eat more fat than carbohydrate and eat more after 8 p.m. We'll be right back after this short break.
Would you like to live a happier, healthier, and longer fulfilled life? Then visit us at healthandlongevityradio.com. That's one word, healthandlongevityradio.com. There you'll find valuable information and resources that can help you achieve optimal health and give you the secrets to longevity. Visit us today at healthandlongevityradio.com. Once again, that's healthandlongevityradio.com. It could change your life.
Welcome back to Health and Longevity. Do you have questions about nutrition, health, or longevity? This is your chance to have them answered. On each program, Dr. Westerdahl will choose a key question from our listening audience and respond to it on the air. Due to the high volume of emails, Dr. Westerdahl cannot personally answer each question on our broadcast. If you would like to submit a question, please go to our website, healthandlongevityradio.com. Once there, you will see a button to submit your questions. And now, the question of the day.
And our question for today is, what are polyphenols? Well, polyphenols are a class of bioactive compounds commonly found in fruits and vegetables and used by them to protect themselves from pests and environmental stress. Now, there's a wealth of research that suggests that when humans consume these compounds, there's a variety of health benefits that may be experienced, including lowering of blood pressure and blood glucose, reducing inflammation, and fighting off the damaging effects of free radicals. Now, blueberries and Concord grape juice are examples of foods that are especially high in phenolic content. So, for increasing your health and longevity, I recommend including more of these foods in your diet.
And now, Health and Longevity's special feature, where Dr. Westerdahl interviews leading experts and personalities on vital topics important to your health and longevity.
Today on Health and Longevity, our featured guest is Dr. Lorraine Day, MD. Dr. Lorraine Day reversed her severe advanced cancer by rebuilding her immune system by natural therapy so her body could heal itself. Dr. Day is an internationally acclaimed orthopedic trauma surgeon and best-selling author who was for 15 years on the faculty of the University of California, San Francisco School of Medicine as associate professor and vice chairman of the Department of Orthopedics. She was also chief of orthopedic surgery at San Francisco General Hospital. She has been invited and has also lectured extensively throughout the United States and internationally and has appeared on numerous radio and television shows, including 60 Minutes, Nightline, CNN, Crossfire, Oprah Winfrey, Larry King Live, The 700 Club, USA Radio Network, Art Bell Radio Show, Three Angels Broadcasting Network, and Trinity Broadcasting Network. Well, Dr. Day, thank you for being with us today on Health and Longevity.
Well, thank you for having me.
Well, I want you to start off telling us, for those that have not heard your story, of your personal story of how you had advanced cancer and how you were able to receive healing and cure using natural methods.
Yes, I was, as you say, I was an orthodox, very conventional medical doctor, orthopedic trauma surgeon, and I developed breast cancer, and it was diagnosed in 1993. The lump was very small at first. I had my original biopsy done at Loma Linda University. Neither my surgeon, who was a former college classmate of mine from Loma Linda, neither he nor I believed it was cancer. It was tiny and it was high up on my chest, but it bothered me when I put my seatbelt on. And so he took it out under local, and then he called me a week later and he said, pathology report has come back. It's breast cancer, and it's spread all through your chest wall. So I had a second biopsy done at Scripps Hospital near San Diego, and again, the diagnosis was cancer. So I, by that time, already knew that I wasn't going to do chemotherapy or radiation, nor was I going to have a mastectomy. I already knew, as every doctor knows, that chemotherapy is poison. It destroys your immune system, and it causes cancer. Radiation also causes cancer and destroys your immune system. And because, obviously, I didn't develop breast cancer because I had too many breasts. I knew that cutting them off would not solve the problem because you can't cut out cancer. You've got to work at getting the body healthy because it's the body that causes the cancer, the sick body. Even if you don't feel sick, it's the sick body that causes the cancer. It is not the cancer that makes you sick. So I only knew one thing to do at that time, and I changed my diet completely. I went on a totally vegan diet. Now, I need to tell people, I had been a vegetarian all of my life. I had never eaten meat. I didn't drink. I didn't smoke. I didn't do drugs, and I'd been a vegetarian. But a vegetarian is not enough to keep you well. I ate sugar. I ate cheese. I ate dairy products and eggs and all those things. And they all contribute to the growth of cancer, all animal products, whether it's meat, poultry, fish, dairy, or eggs. And, of course, sugar paralyzes your immune system so you can't fight disease. So I went on a totally vegan diet with all whole foods, no processed foods, no sugar, and I started drinking a lot of carrot and green leafy vegetable juice because all cancer patients, and in fact all patients with any disease, are all suffering from malnutrition. They may be eating a lot of calories, but not the proper food, and so you need to nourish your body rapidly, and you do that by eating three meals of good whole foods per day, and then carrot juices and green leafy vegetable juices in between in a form where they can go directly into the bloodstream and your body doesn't have to keep digesting food all day because that takes a lot of your energy away. And so that was the right diet. But in a few months, my tumor returned, and then it was about the size of a marble. And then over a period of time, it grew to the size of a large grapefruit over a three-week period of time. And I knew I was in big trouble because I didn't know what else to do. I kept getting worse and worse for 2 years. Eventually, I was bedridden for 6 months. At one point, I was not expected to live through the night. I had incorporated other things in the plan. All of them, by the way, are totally free except for food, and you have to buy that anyway unless you grow your own, which is the ideal way to do it. But I had already understood that the body needs a lot of water in addition to the natural homemade vegetable juices. The body is 75% water. The brain is 85% water. And we lose 10 glasses of water every day just by living. So I knew I had to drink a lot of water. I knew sunlight was very important for healing. Sunlight reduces the size of internal cancerous tumors. Sunlight lowers blood pressure and has a lot of other massive effects, including boosting the immune system. I already knew that I had to get sleep at the proper time of night. I knew many of these things, and I had incorporated those, but I was still getting sicker and sicker, and I didn't know what I needed to do to get well. I had already started reading the Bible because I was raised a Christian, but I had become an agnostic during my adult life because it just didn't make sense to me. There seemed to be a lot of rules, and so when I knew that no doctor knows how to get a cancer patient well because doctors develop cancer and die from cancer at the same rate as the general population. So that means doctors don't know how to prevent and cure cancer, and I already knew that. And so then I turned to God, and I said to God, I don't know how to do this. I'm doing everything I know how to do, and I was at the point practically of death. And my husband at the time said, I'm going to take you to the hospital because you're dying, and I knew I was. But I said, no, because I knew that every doctor at that hospital, any hospital, would not give me 100% guarantee that if I followed their plan, I would get well. The only physician in the world who has done that is God. And he says in Deuteronomy 7:11-15, if you obey my laws, my commandments, and my decrees, I will keep you free from every disease. And in Psalms 103:3, he says, I am the Lord who heals you. He forgives all our sins and heals all our diseases, but only if we do it his way. So I recognized that I needed to learn how to forgive everyone who had ever wronged me. I had to learn how to love my enemies. I had to learn how to give up anxiety and fear and trust the Lord completely with everything in my life. I knew that I had to stick with the Lord and his promises and believe him and not the doctors, even though I knew that if I went to the hospital, the doctors would put in an IV and hydrate me, and I would feel a lot better, and they could even give me nutrition by IV, because at that time, when I was close to death, I hadn't been able to eat anything for 2 weeks. I hadn't been able to drink anything for days. But I also knew if I went and I had that done and I would feel better transiently, that I would not get well because I had rejected God's way and I had turned to man's way. So I stuck with God, and on my DVD, Cancer Doesn't Scare Me Anymore, I show how I made it through those few days and then started to turn things around. And I have put that all on my DVDs and CDs so other people can learn how to do it too. And that's all at my website at drday.com, drday.com. When I started turning it around, it was only 8 months until my tumor was gone, and then it took me another 10 months to regain my strength, and I was totally well and cancer-free. I am not a survivor of cancer. I reverse my cancer, because survivors frequently still have the cancer. They're just still living. But I reverse my cancer, and I've been well for 20 years. It's been 20 years since my diagnosis. I'm totally well, cancer-free. Never had any chemotherapy, no radiation, no mastectomy. I don't take any medications whatsoever, and I have the energy of a 30-year-old, and I'm 76.
Well, that's great. Well, that's tremendous. You know, let's talk a little bit about the medical system first before we get into some of the things that you did to even enhance your healing and your spiritual development in that process too. But what are your thoughts? I mean, look what's going on today in cancer treatment, the way modern medicine is treating cancer. Talk about some of those methods and what they're doing to our bodies.
Well, as I said, chemotherapy destroys your immune system.
Right.
God gave us this wonderful immune system to get us well and keep us well. And he refers to drugs in Revelation 18:23. He refers to drugs as sorcery and witchcraft. It says in Revelation 18:23, the whole world will be deceived by their sorceries. And that word is pharmacy, pharmakia. So God says drugs are sorceries, and the reason they are is drugs never cure disease. Drugs only treat the symptoms of the disease. They never treat the underlying cause, because all diseases are caused by the way we live, think, act, eat, and handle stress. So doctors do not address the underlying causes, which are all lifestyle factors. Doctors give drugs. And drugs only address the symptoms, and all drugs have side effects. Most drugs have over 100 side effects. Many of them cause death. And so they never tell you even about all these horrible things when they advertise these drugs. And so all of these drugs have terrible side effects. They never make you well. Radiation, why is everybody worried about Fukushima? It's radiation, and it kills you, and it causes cancer. So that is the only way doctors are taught and are allowed to treat cancer patients, and that's with poisonous chemotherapy, burning radiation, or mutilating surgery. None of those things work because they never address the underlying cause of the problem.
You know, the different cancer societies and organizations for years and years really did not recognize nutrition. In fact, I remember many years ago, there was a fundraiser for the American Cancer Society, and they were raising funds by selling hot dogs. I went to cancer conferences, and I'm a totally plant-based vegan vegetarian myself, and I remember going to these cancer conferences, and you know, there's a few hundred people, you know, all health professionals there.
Right.
And I had to tell the hotel that I wanted a special meal. I wanted a vegetable platter for me.
Right.
And then the rest of the people were eating this food, which promoted cancer.
Of course.
And I recalled I actually sat at a table, and there was about 10 different dietitians there, and they're they're getting their meals, and then finally they bring this beautiful vegetarian, all-vegetable, steamed vegetable platter for me that was wonderful.
Yeah.
And they said, one dietitian says, it's nice to see someone that really practices what they preach. Now, I thought the other dietitians didn't like hearing that.
Well, that's true, but, God, how can God use anyone to spread the truth?
Right.
If they don't do it themselves, you can't give away to somebody else what you don't have yourself.
Right. But now finally, these cancer organizations are recognizing the power of fruits and vegetables for prevention.
A little.
And they're doing that, and they're putting more emphasis on it. Some of the organizations are doing much more than others. But let's talk about those foods, because still today, I hate, you go into some hospitals and you see all these people hooked up to chemotherapy.
Right.
And then there's a table by the side there with cookies and cheeses and junk food for them to nibble on while they're getting their treatments and so forth. It's just unbelievable. But let's talk about those foods. What are the things that promote cancer?
Well, as I say, cancer is caused by the way we live,
right,
think, act, eat, and handle stress. So eating is very important.
Right.
I want to, though, caution people about there are 10 steps in the health plan that I use to get well. Proper
okay.
nutrition, exercise, water, sunlight, elimination of all harmful substances from your food, fresh air, rest at the proper time of night, and learning to trust God, and then an attitude of gratitude and benevolence. But the only thing people ever seem to be able to hang on to is food.
Mm-hmm.
The other things seem to be too esoteric. So a lot of people will change their diet. And that's what I did at the beginning. I was on the right diet.
Right.
And diet is critical. But it's only one step in the plan.
Sure.
All animal products, all processed food, all food additives, all sugar substitutes, all of those destroy your body and promote the growth of cancer.
Right.
And so we've got to eliminate those things. And when people start saying, oh, but I like my meat, well, I know they're going to die, because you have to be radical with this. God expects us to be radical, and that means to get all the harmful substances out of the body, and we have to live His way. We have to use only the things that God created and use them only in the form that God created them, and that's why I'm alive today.
Right. Let's talk about faith. You are a woman of faith.
Yes.
You are a Christian.
Absolutely.
And talk about the power of faith in healing in cancer.
Well, you know, I struggled with what faith meant when I was so sick. I was thinking, well, if I just believe it enough, then it will happen. But that's not true. Faith means that you believe that God will do what He's already promised to do. God has not promised to put you through a situation where you have no pain when you've abused your body. He's never promised that. He's never promised to be your concrete man or your plumber or your electrician. What He's promised to do is save you if you follow His plan and heal you if you follow His plan.
Right.
All right? He's promised to do those things, and He tells us exactly how to do it. Obey My laws, and that includes the 10 health laws that are in my materials. My commandments, and those I have on one of the CDs in my CD set called Stress Success, I show that those are commandments that are much farther reaching than any church teaches, any church. And one of them, let's just look at, you won't take the Lord's name in vain. Well, when you claim to be a Christian and you believe doctors instead of believing God for your healing, then you have profaned the name of the Lord. You see, it's not just, oh, I'm swearing, or I don't swear, I don't use bad language. But when we claim to be a follower of Christ, which is what a Christian should be, but we don't follow Him and we don't believe Him, and we prefer to believe man, when the Bible says we ought to obey God rather than man, we're profaning the name of the Lord. And so we've got to really understand what those commandments mean. And then God says, you have to obey My decrees. And so that was hard for me. What are God's decrees? Well, God says, love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. You see, if you are angry or if you hold grudges, you can't get well, because it destroys your body, because it triggers your fight or flight reaction, which produces cortisol, which is the same as cortisone in your body, which suppresses your immune system, and you destroy yourself. And so we've got to learn how to give that up. You can't let somebody else control the way you feel. If someone has already wronged you and you still keep holding a grudge against that person is still controlling you even though they're long gone. You can't do that. You've got to let it go. The only one who can handle all of that hurt and everything is the Lord. Give it to the Lord and just go on with your life and pray for that person. But don't hold a grudge. Not only detrimental to your mind, it's detrimental to your heart. And so it's not only what goes into your mouth in what you eat, it's what comes out of your mouth in the way you speak and in the way you treat others. And that seems to get lost in the formula.
As one doctor that I know once said, not forgiving someone else or holding a grudge against them and holding hatred or bad feelings towards that person is like drinking poison and hoping the other person dies.
Yeah, that's exactly right. That's a good one. Yeah, that's exactly right. It poisons your own system, so you've got to let that go. And these spiritual parts are the hardest part. But again, if you recognize, I mean, I went to church for many, many years of my life. I never heard that text ever talked about. And I went to Christian schools from the first grade all the way through college. And I never heard that text talked about, Deuteronomy 7:11-15, where God says, if you obey my laws, my commandments, my decrees, I will keep you free from every disease. In that passage, it also says, none of you will be barren. So here's the cure for infertility as well.
Well, summing up, what you're saying is in order to have true healing, true health, true cure in the case of cancer or other illnesses and diseases, we need to follow God's laws, His spiritual laws, His laws of health,
right,
and incorporate that into our life. Now, you know, we could talk hours, and I know that you have hours worth of lectures and seminars and great information out there, and we're coming to the end here already,
right,
which we knew. I told you it was about a 20-minute
right
interview. That's totally almost impossible to do. It is. But for those listening and would like to get more information, your resources, your DVDs, your books,
yes,
that really get at a much deeper level, where do they go?
Go to www.drday.com, drday.com. And even if you don't want to purchase any of my DVDs, there is a lot of information on my website that's free. Many, many, many articles so you can learn a lot about what it takes to get well.
Well, thank you, Dr. Day, for being with us, and we wish you God's blessings as you continue to get the word out about total health, total healing through mind, body, and spirit.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Now, some of our listeners have said that they have missed a show or would like to re-listen to a previous show of Health and Longevity. And if you would like to listen to past shows, go to our website at healthandlongevityradio.com.
To learn more about the books written by our guests and books written or recommended by Dr. Westerdahl in this program, please visit our website at healthandlongevityradio.com. There you can learn how to obtain your copy of these valuable and informative books. Search each page for yourself and see how you can live a happier, healthier, and longer life. Visit us today at healthandlongevityradio.com. Once again, that's healthandlongevityradio.com.
That's all for this week's program. Until next time, this is Dr. John Westerdahl wishing you the best of health.
This has been Health and Longevity with Dr. John Westerdahl, a production of Life Talk Radio. Join us again next week on the same station and time for Health and Longevity. The preceding information on this program has been general information about your health and is not to be taken as professional medical advice, nor is it intended to serve as a substitute for medical attention. Do not change your diet or exercise habits without guidance from your medical doctor, especially if you have health problems or are on medication. Do not change your medications without the advice and supervision of your medical doctor. If you have a medical condition, we encourage you to seek the consultation of a medical doctor experienced in dietary change and lifestyle medicine. And as always, we wish you the best of health.